This is Chris Butera with ReviewFix.com on September 27th at the Knitting Factory interviewing Dave Sanchez and Pete Weber from Havoc. How far along are you guys with the new album?
We've got some riffs written. We just need to arrange. Okay. So we'll write and record a new album early next year.
Okay. You got any titles for the songs for the album? Any artwork planned? Or just...
Nothing yet. Okay. Just ideas floating around.
Okay. Well, how's a Havoc song written?
Depends which time period you're talking about. Because, like, on the most recent release, the Point of No Return EP, those songs are kind of written, like, just all of us together.
Mm-hmm.
Just contributing stuff. But, like, Time Is Up and Burn, most of that stuff... was me. Like, when Time Was Up was being written, we didn't really have a drummer or another guitar player, so almost all those riffs are either mine or Jesse's. Okay. And like the drums that were on Time Is Up, I pretty much programmed them all on a computer, and then
really
Pete learned them and made them cooler.
Cool.
Yeah.
How did you come into the band, Pete?
I was living in Massachusetts, and I was just looking for, you know, join a band that already had a little prestige to its name. So I just randomly bumped into Havoc online and
really
hit up David through email, and he sent me some MP3s. Ooh. And I just videotaped myself playing the songs.
Cool.
It all started there.
Bands were you in previously?
Oh, nothing special. I've been a drummer all my life, and just kind of wanted to pursue music.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was it.
Anything in particular besides thrash metal or just metal?
Like, for me, I mean, I grew up playing all genres of music. I was in jazz band all through middle and high school, and I took lessons and played pretty much every genre out there, really.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Is Cradle to the Grave and Point of No Return going to make it on the album?
No, those are just for the EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you pick Arise and Postmortem / Rain and Blood to cover on the EP?
Postmortem Raining Blood, we've been doing that for a long time, and we recorded it back when we recorded Time Is Up, so we decided to throw it on the EP because it wasn't available on the US version of Time Is Up. So that's why that's there.
Okay.
We just had it up our sleeve. And Rise, we just wanted to cover because it's a fucking awesome song. We were already planning on covering that before we even found out we were touring with Sepultura. So it was kind of coincidental that we recorded that song and then went out on tour with them, and the thing came out.
Did Sepultura do anything special with you guys to cover that song, like, live, or...
I got to sing part of it a couple times.
That's cool.
That was really
cool. What did they think of the cover?
I think they dug it.
Yeah, we went on their bus and they checked it out and they
that's
liked
awesome.
It, yeah.
Would you guys ever do a covers album?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we want to.
We plan on it.
Oh, really? Which songs would you put on it?
We come up with great cover ideas all the time. I think every time we record a new album, we'll probably lay down a few covers, and, you know, in the long run, over a few years, we'll have tons of them recorded. We'll slap them all together and maybe release a double disc or something like that.
Any off the top of your head that you could think of?
We want to cover Pat Benatar, Uncle Slam, I don't know, Pete?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Which song would you say defines Havoc?
I don't know, I think a song that's... at least a good representation of our music as a collective would be something like Scumbag in Disguise. I feel like the riffing in that song is pretty unique, and just the arrangement, and I think that's a pretty good first song to listen to. If you had never heard Havoc before and you wanted to know what we sounded like, I would throw that one on.
I mean, personally, maybe, I don't know, Time Is Up also has a lot of, like, different time changes and stuff like that, too, so I feel like that song could be a good representation of it.
Who would you say your biggest influences are, both of you?
I've got influences that range from Ludwig van Beethoven to George Benson to Earth, Wind, and Fire to Metallica to Slayer to ZZ Top. Like, I'm all over the place, but as far as biggest, old Metallica is what made me pick up a guitar. So if it wasn't for old Metallica, I would not be talking to you right now. That's my answer.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I got metal-wise, I got into like Sepultura and Pantera and all those bands when I was younger, and it just brought me into metal firstly, and then, you know, like I said earlier, I've, you know, studied all different kinds of music, so my influences kind of range as well.
Have you guys checked out any new albums this year, or have you just been too busy?
I heard the New Testament one, that was good. I like that.
Yeah, New Testament was pretty good. I like the new Opeth.
What tour would you like to see yourself on?
Big Four plus Havoc. Iron Maiden. If I ever got a tour with Iron Maiden or Gwar, I'd be satisfied.
Gwar's pretty likely.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Which tour would you say you had the best experience?
English Dogs.
Yeah.
That tour was nonstop fun.
Yeah, and the shows, there's a couple, few sold out shows, and yeah, nothing but cool people on the tour, so everyone got along. That goes a long way when you're on the road for a long time.
Cool. What do you guys do on your downtime?
I like my car. Mostly on our downtime still is we're doing band stuff, just getting stuff ready for whatever's coming up next.
Okay.
Whether it be recording or just, you know, fixing our broken van.
And you?
I like to read and exercise.
What kind of books do you generally read?
Nonfiction.
Okay.
Because there's way too many things that really happened that I don't know about to waste my time on shit that didn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What would you say a dream band that you would like to hear of players living or dead, doesn't matter, just put together a group of musicians, and who would they be, what would they play?
Freddie Mercury would be the singer. I know that immediately. The other stuff, I don't know, I'd have to think about it.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Dead or alive? Shit, I'd probably put like Vinny Caliuta on the drums.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Freddie Mercury on vocals. Probably put Les Claypool on bass and Paul Gilbert on guitar. That would be a pretty fucking sick band.
That would be cool.
Damn, girl! New York City is chock full of babes.